Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between the way things are worded in America versus the UK. In America, you have memes, but in not-so-Great Britain, the term for memes is 2 years in jail. And the people in Great Britain keep voting in left-leaning governments to take their rights and freedoms away. All while saying, govern me harder, governor. There is no Trump-like figure to save the day in that country and close the borders, or any tech firms for the UK to innovate their way out of their financial and immigration mess. It's over. Moving on, Britney Spears tried to smoke on a private jet. What's the point of a private jet if you can't do what you want on it? I looked it up and it doesn't look like she owns the plane and just rents it. On the bright side, at least she didn't waste her dwindling fortune on that private jet. She earned $700 million from 1999 to 2016, and now she's only got $40 million. She'd probably be broke living under a bridge if it weren't for her father's conservatorship. Number three, here's your typical day in the life of a 14-year-old mama. But good God, what is that thing? Looks like some sort of Vault-Tec experiment. Imagine having to pay to look after that abomination until he turns 18. Also, look how fat she looks at only 14. Can you just feel the IQ leaving that child's body? And he kind of looks like he's Stanley's kid from The Office. That baby has a receding hairline too, a double chin, and looks to be in debt. Up next, these days it's so bad out there that guys are saying that the reason they aren't cuddling after sex is because she says that it costs extra. When you pay for only half an hour, there just isn't any time left after spawning up her cooch. Plus, you're not paying her to stick around. You're paying her to leave after she's done. And women are the ones that get benefits from hugging. Plus, most guys don't actually want to spend their entire paycheck on an overnight. Number five, if you're still getting your slick willy wet in California, be careful out there, guys. Because if someone knowingly exposes you to HIV, it's not a felony anymore. Only a year after the law went into effect, STDs in LA County began to skyrocket. And government officials think that it's racism that's to blame. Of course, it has nothing to do with their ludicrous policies. Moving on, male bees dies after mating. It's all about honey, nut, and Cheerio. That's so clever, I wish I had written it first. I'll never eat cereal the same way again. This just proves that meals are disposable in more than just the human race or species. But to be fair, there are worse ways to go than during sex. It beats being a black widow spider or praying mantis. They nut and then they become their partner's dinner. At least most other species are still having sex these days. Number 7, with Ozempic about to go mainstream, men have the opportunity to make out like bandits. And people say buying the stock is the equivalent of buying Microsoft back in 1982. But that's not exactly correct. Because Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic, their stock went from $20 a share in 2020 to $148 late in 2024. So your chance of making a ton of money from it is long gone. Your better bet is to buy Bitcoin at the end of 2026 after it corrects. Up next is pretty much sums up millennial culture. They're spending what little money they have on collectibles and doom spending as the world falls apart around them. Why wouldn't they do that if they can't afford a basic one-bedroom apartment or even tiny home? Why do you think the things like Lego for adults and solo travel are so popular? I'm guessing there will eventually be a housing crash in 10 or 20 years once they pull all the dead boomers out of their homes. Number 9, remember guys that when you talk to women, make sure you always add for a woman at the end of each compliment, like you're pretty smart for a woman, or you're a great driver for a woman. It shows a lot of respect. Obviously, if you barely know the woman you're telling that to, then she's going to despise you. But if you're in a relationship with the woman and you say something like that, she might actually like it, because she knows you're kidding. Maybe. Women love being complimented and insulted at the same time from a man they find attractive. Moving on, what the hell is French President Macron even married to? Looks like E.T. in a suit, beats him up nicely, and he probably likes it. She got together with him when she was 39 and he was 15. She's 72 years old and she not only seems to have groomed him to be her lover, but also to be the president. People think she's a trans man, but she's an elderly senior citizen, and women turn into hormonal men near the end. She also kind of reminds me of a clean-shaven Dr. Zayas. Number 11, Kelly Osbourne asks, if we kick out every Latino out of America, then who's going to clean the toilets? First of all, it's not every Latino. It's just the ones that are in the U.S. illegally. And second, there'll probably be a steady stream of women ready to clean toilets like her once their jobs at Starbucks have all been automated. Is no one going to mention that she's being racist, suggesting that only Latinos are supposed to clean toilets? Opnik, since Trump was elected, Germany, England, and France have all issued travel warnings to visiting the United States. They're probably just doing that because America does the same because of the high levels of enrichment found in cities like London and Paris. But all three countries don't have free speech. They will lock you up for hate speech, which is just speech they hate. They are not free countries. Even Canada might restrict free speech shortly, and I'll have to leave. Number 13, Andrew Tate was demonized, banned from social media, and banned from being talked about in schools because of his so-called toxic masculinity. And yet Bonnie Blue can bang 1,000 or 2,000 dudes a day, tell dudes to cheat on their wives and encourage young girls to be hoes, and receive social acceptance for it. But why is that? Because Tate is telling men to be masculine and strong, and feminists want weak men they can control, and he's undoing their awful narratives. Moving on, someone says that grape is an ugly word and we should just call it sex. You didn't know you want it. Let me guess, that only works when women do it. But when men do it, it's still called grape. I also bet you that 99% of what women call grape fits in this category. So I guess that if that's true, then murder is just a nap you didn't sign up for. While we're rephrasing stuff, let's call abortion murder due to inconvenience. Number 15, what do you call this? Is it the front butt? Because no, this isn't her rear end. But in more cultured and educated circles, it's either called the gunt or the fupa, or fat upper pubic area. It's nature's very own pocket full of fat and shows that the owner of the fupa has a lack of self-control and zero self-respect. It could also be that someone just photoshopped her foot on backwards, and that really is her butt. But you just never know these days. Up next, don't you just love it when people customize their stuff in steampunk style? And you just know it's an antique because it has a CD-ROM built into it. But you know that this guy's girlfriend is probably going to sell it in a couple years for $50 behind his back, so that she can go out and buy some scented candles. Most younger people don't even know what a CD-ROM is these days, and they probably just think it's a fancy coffee cup holder. Number 17, isn't this woman just wonderful? She says that she cheated on her husband and it's his fault that he found out. She believes that he ignored her and took her for granted. That's her zero accountability excuse. I guess it's a tale as old as time. I'm a hoe and it's your fault. The gaslighting is strong with this one. Be careful who you select in life. So it's until death do us part until she gets bored and decides to replace you. Moving on, here's J.K. Rowling at the age of 56 versus Emma Watson and Bonnie Wright at the age of 31. Can you just imagine how awful the two of them are going to look when they turn 56? You know what they say. By the age of 50, you get the face that you deserve. But I guess that if you're a spoiled female child star, then that age needs to drop down to 30. All I want to know is what the hell did Harvey Weinstein do to Emma for her to turn out like that? Number 19, when men treat women like queens, women usually give such men the finger. Why, you ask? Because it just proves to her that he didn't have any better options. If he did, he'd be treating her disposably. Therefore, she thinks deep down subconsciously that he's a low-value man. Maybe that's what happened to poor old Macron. Being an attentive, nice guy gentleman usually means you end up in the friend zone. As they say, treat them mean to keep them keen. Up next, would you date this? Whatever this is. She says that she would definitely pick the bear. But the bear probably wouldn't even eat her because he doesn't want to get food poisoning. Not even one of those starving polar bears would probably pick her. He might just kill her and leave her remains untouched. As long as she doesn't pick the electromagnet, then she's going to be just fine. From what I've seen these days, bears only prefer to pick real women. Number 21, I found this petition to bomb Serbia again. What most people don't understand is that if you bomb Serbia, the only thing that you do is strengthen their sense of nationalism. And nationalism is a great way to fight off the forces of cultural enrichment. Funny enough, the fertility rate in Kosovo is now lower than Serbia. Looks like the woke mind virus has affected the Muslim populations in Europe as well, including Albanians and Bosniaks too. Their fertility rates are all well below replacement. Moving on, somebody says that we need to stop human trafficking. And a woman says then legalize sex work. I say yes. Legalize sex work the way it's legal in Germany or Australia. If men can pay for sex legally, then there's less of a chance that you will actually risk paying for it illegally. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that restricting men's access to sex and creating a society full of incels is actually a terrible idea. Even past civilizations weren't as cruel and gave their men legal brothels. Number 23, did you know that more than half of the moms of boys with gender dysphoria have psychological issues like narcissistic personality disorder? The science also says that usually it's the mom's fault that kids become trans in the first place. If you think it's not, then just look at Charlize Theron's and Megan Fox's kids. All transgender boys wearing dresses. What are the odds that they'd all turn out like that? Is it the mom's need for attention why she's turning her autistic son into a daughter? Up next, when America says it's going to do mass deportations, should it be like this, where they fill up cruise ships and ship people away by the tens of thousands? You can't do something like that nowadays, and besides, the migrants would rock the ship back and forth until it eventually capsized, and then they'd swim for shore back to America. Airports are far more efficient. During the Christmas holiday, Orlando International Airport reported more than 3 million people passed through it in 17 days. So planes are a lot faster. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Hooters? Did they go bankrupt because they were urged to be more inclusive and hire bigger servers, as well as those from the trans variety? Which they did. If they were going to do this, they should have changed their name to Plumpers. Also, what is she supposed to be modeling? A blimp. The real reason isn't the quality of the models or the food. Hooters failed because it was wrecked by a private equity company. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.